Parshas Boy. The boy said, "This is one over here also." Okay. Parshas Boy. We said today we'll discuss a topic very, very sadistic. We find Klal Yisrael and Parshas Boy Zoichot Yitzias Mitzrayim. But as we know, those Baruch Hu Mekoyim the Tziboy commands them on certain mitzvahs. Dabru called Das Mishal Leimor, the Korban Pesach, which they're going to take the dam from Pesach, and they're going to smear it on the walls. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu Yiposeach on the walls when the Makas Bechoris comes. Dam Pesach, and we know also, as Chazal teaches in Apostle Yechezkel, Shibudim in Mitzrayim, and the pasuk over here is mamshul them v'hachdel uchutav daipim mamish. They were the matzav kitinoik hameluchloch b'dam haleidav lenilchatz. They were mamish, dirty, all disgusted from the dam leidav lenilchatz. V'zeu shomer v'erech mispoisech b'domayich b'domayich hayi. You will, Be'ez Hashem, live with His blood. Chazal tell us that Klal Yisrael were in the worst madrigas in the Mitzrayim, and here HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzvah them to go out. But and he has to take them out. The year has come. It's 410 years. But they were in the worst Madrega of Tumah, 49th Madrega of Tumah. You know, we don't know, understand what that means. I once saw a mice in the floor. He's a sefer in the back of Sipur in the floor, in the back of our Agada, Migdaloi. He's at Sipur in the floor. He says, in Yom about the Tzias Mitzrayim, it says, Vavati Be'etzis Amaniva Loi Maloch. That Hashem went in Mitzrayim, the Loi Maloch. Why not? Why not a Maloch? The Tumah was so strong at that time. It got to such a degree, 49 levels of Tumah and Klal Yisrael Gufa, that even a Malach was afraid that he'd be Mushba. A Malach. Only a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'chvayim V'atzmo could go in and take Klal Yisrael out. The level of Tumah had reached unbelievable, unfathomable Madregas. Madregas Lo Yu'uman in Tumah. And Klal Yisrael needed. Klal Yisrael needed to go out. But as the pasuk says, V'ata Eriyoim, the Eriyo, the Klal Yisrael were naked. They had no mitzvahs. They had no Maisim Toivim. They had to do something in order to be Roy, to go out from Mitzrayim. And here came the two special mitzvahs, as the pasuk says, Ruach was possessed with the Mayich, the blood was flowing. V'domayich hayi, the blood of Damilo and the Korban Pesach. But what is it, Rabbi Sai? What of us happens, Hashem says, okay, do these Maisim, okay, now you have some mitzvahs, and that's going to change everything. Now, you're going to go out from Mitzrayim. I mean, Lemaisa, what does that do? Very nice. Klal Yisrael were supposed to go out. He had promised Avraham Avinu Everything was there. Okay, do a couple of mitzvahs, and zoom, 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 boom. Everything will be okay. You'll be ready. You'll be go out now, and you become a Klal Yisrael's nation. Go from Matan Torah. I mean, it's a pretty cheap thing. So I want to answer this kasha, and through this Yisrael will understand tremendous. The Chinuch Yisrael, another Indian we spoke about this week, the Vaad. But we'll use it to answer this question, and we'll use the Boyne Be'ez Hashem for us, something that's going to help us throughout our lifetime. The Chinuch brings down in the mitzvah Tezah, in the mitzvah Tezayin, Shloi Lishbor, Etzim, and HaPes, the mitzvah this week's passion, not to break the bones of the Korban Pesach. And the Chinuch always, as he does, Sefer HaChinuch, which is a beautiful Sefer that I hold that we should. The person should make a kfiyas, people should make kfiyas in, to learn the mitzvahs, first of all, to know the mitzvahs. We have to know the 613 mitzvahs of Boisad. Right? Not only from Uncle Moshe, we have to learn it. We have to learn it exactly also for ourselves. The 613 mitzvahs. Right? We have to get a big t-shirt, 613. You know, Baruch Hashem, you know, I live on 613 Mockingbird Lane. So all school, he's all excited. He doesn't know the 613 mitzvahs, but he's excited because he lives on 613 Mockingbird Lane. The 613 mitzvahs of Versailles, that's why Metzias, those are Shoreshim, we live by. So the Chinuch goes through every mitzvah, but he doesn't just tell you what the mitzvah is, he tells me Shoresham mitzvah, what the root of the mitzvah, what the Yisrael, what the objective of the mitzvah is. So the objective of this mitzvah, not to break the bones of the Korban Pesach, is Lizkor Nisei Mitzrayim, we should remember this Mitzrayim. Ask the Chinuch a tremendous question. V'altachshov ni litfos atvaj, you'll ask me a question. I said over here, the Shoresh Mitzvah, to remember Nisei Mitzrayim, and the Remembrance Mitzrayim is a big thing, because then, it was the whole, Nisei Mitzrayim was the way we became an Am, we became a nation, so it's a big thing to remember Nisei Mitzrayim. But you'll ask me, says the Chinuch, there's so many mitzvahs, just if you look through now this week's parasha, Natid Chomets, Natid the Pesach, Shalom Mishumah, Shalom Nachum Min HaPesach, Shalom Mishumah, not to give to a guy with a day, Shalom Lotzi Pesach, Pesach Achutz, Natid the Pesach outside, Sipa Mitzrayim, on Oroch Kenin, Mitzvah Kivish Bechoyre, all the mitzvahs are Zecha and Siyas Mitzrayim, so many mitzvahs, it's just remembrance of Yitzias Mitzrayim, why so many mitzvahs? Zotar, so many mitzvahs out there, Meredik. Kiloi mi chochma to b'seini al zeh. Your question is not from chochma. From Hashem is noya. I'll explain to you. So the hilki chinuch. Da! No! Ki ha'odom and nifal kefit hu leisof. A person is inspired. A person is directed according to his actions. The Levi v'chomachshav oisav tomid achar ma'isav. His heart and his machshavas are always after his deeds. Shu oisik v'hem im toiv im ra good or bad. Ba'afil rasha gomor bilvavoy. Even if a person rasha gomor, mamish the lowest of the lowest madregas. V'chol yetzim machshav oisav Levi rakra kol hayoyim. All he thinks about all day is Ra, doing bad. Im Yeru Ruchoi. If he rouses himself, abyssal. V'yosim shtalusoi v'yiskoi be'asmada. V'toyru v'mitzvahs. He applies himself in Torah and mitzvahs. V'afilu shaloi l'shem shamayim. Miyad. Yinote el hatoyim. Hear what the Chinuch is saying up on his side. A person could be the biggest Rasha. The 49th Madrega of Tumah, that the Mephoshim say that if Klal Yisrael would have gone down one more Madrega, we would have never been able to be going out of Mitzrayim. We would have been Mushka and the Tumas Mitzrayim so stark that wouldn't have been chance to take us out. It wouldn't have helped anything. That level of Mishrishis, I don't think anybody has gotten since then. 49 Madregas of Tumah. Halalu Oivdeh Benizoru. The Melachim Ta'inid, what are you saving Klal Yisrael by next week's parasha? These are the Chavim, the Mitzrayim, and Yisrael are the Chavim. Oyvaris Chavim, promiscuity, whatever that word means. Ez Nos, all of that was there. Tremendous Nos. what Klal Yisrael observed, and they were busy, they were involved, they saw it, they in Mitzrayim, Rishvishis, Gemura. This nation's going out. Do a couple of mitzvahs here. I'm Pesach, I'm Mila, you're ready to go. Let's chat, Rabbi Yisrael. Do this chinuch, it's Moiridik. Even if you're a Rosh Hagomah, Tumah, straight Tumah, but if the shtickle is Iris, and you do a certain pu'ula, a maisa, so there, Adam Nimshach, you're drawn and you're pulled after what you do. And if you make ishtadlus in certain mitzvah, miyad, right away you not tell a toiv, change of direction. Change the whole direction of life. Even shaloi l'shem shemayim. Kavachayim over here, Kavachayim is always to do l'shem shemayim. And the Hezbollah of Stambo, and that's why he says, that's why there's so many mitzvahs Hashem gave us, he said at the end. Because this way, we're always involved, we're always being nimshach. We don't have time to do chas v'shalom ra. We always have another mitzvah of tefillah and the tzitzis and this, and we're pulled and drawn after the mice, and that this way we'll always be aderech hatoyv. Lefikoch hirva lahem, ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezako, he says, Yisrael, says the Mishnah. Play the tape now, Shlomo Green. L'zaka says Yisrael, l'fichach hirvahem teiru mitzvahs. What's the habor of teiru mitzvahs? So the mechinuch, that's the pshat. He wanted l'zaka, he's to purify, to give us a schus. Because we're nimshach, we'll be pulled, and we have maizim today. Oh, another davening, another kriyishma, this, that, benching. Every part of our day is mitzvahs, mitzvahs, mitzvahs. Therefore we're pulled and we're drawn towards the tzaratoiv. Be'ezah Hashem is Barach. That was the Indian in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you got to do something. Enoch Hanami was a Mesiris Nefesh, Mitzvah Mesiris Nefesh, to take the Eloika, to take the God of the Egyptians and tie it to the bed, the Egyptians' teeth, that's what Chazal say was the miracle of Shabbos HaGadol. And so it came out on Shabbos, they took 4 days before the sheep and they tied it to the bed, and the Mitzvah was standing there. They were taking their God and they asked, what are you doing when they shecht him? And it was a Mesiris Nefesh, and Damila was always a Mesiris Nefesh. But two mitzvahs, Mesiris Nefesh, already changed. They already were ready to go out from Mitzrayim. But look how far it goes, from one extreme to the next, from one low Madrega, all the way to the other extreme. There's a tremendous lesson that we have to learn. We have to understand, and we have to get into outside of ourselves. Odom Nimshach Acha, Pu'lo Yisov, when Nimshach, after what we do, and therefore with the tzaratoiv, when we go to good and we work at it, we can work on ourselves and improve ourselves just by doing mitzvahs, by ma'isim toivim. They tell a story of Saul Salanta. Saul Salanta was an old man already, he was a god al-dor in Torah and Musa. The Saul was on a train and he was sitting in the smoking section. Those times they had smoking sections on the train. And there was a certain Avrech there who was a little bit rowdy guy, and Yisrael was smoking. In those times, obviously, the Rabbanim smoking, he was smoking. And this Avrech came over, even though Yisrael was sitting in the right section, Avrech came over, it was terrible, I hate this smell of smoke, this, what are you smoking? Kids have been complaining. Yisrael put out the cigarette and said, sorry, that it bothers you. So Salanta, God will go in Hamidah, he's going to Avodas Hashem. Sorry, it bothers you, I'll put it out. He was in the smoking section. The guy could have... Then the guy came over again, and the window was open. So he started screaming at him. So Salanta, he didn't know who he was. He was not ready, but he didn't know who he was. He says, you old man, what are you leaving the window open? It's freezing on this car. So I said, I didn't open it, but if you want me to close it, I'll close it. What do you want from me? I didn't open it. Say it, no problem. And so got up and closed the window. Kitza, the train pulls into a town, and there's a crowd, a big crowd there, waiting, standing ovation. It was Sol Salanta. And the Avreich is looking, tens of thousands, hundreds of people are there waiting to accept Sol Salanta. And the Avreich wants to know what's going on, who's the big person on the train, didn't see anybody. He thought maybe it's from no. And then Kitzur, he walks over to someone and says, what's going on? He says, what do you mean what's going on? You know who's sitting in that section you were in? He says, who? You know that old man? He says, yeah, that was Yisrael Salanta. What? That person was Yisrael Salanta? the famous episode of Talanta, and man, he didn't know what to do. He lost himself. He mamish went crazy. Not only did he realize who he was, but he derided him, and made him feel terrible. And mamish, what's he going to do now? What's he going to do now? His mamish is up the creek in Avreil. Kitzur, if you saw, realized that this Avreil obviously was in hot water. He felt very, very bad. Kitzur, the Avreich came over to him that night, knocked on the door, and said, "Listen, my mom didn't know who you are. I feel so bad, so terrible. I don't know what to say." So I said, "No problem. Didn't hurt me a bit. I worked on myself enough. I'm mochel. I don't. You don't even have to ask mechila, but if you want, I'm mochel. It didn't bother me." Then, maybe Saul chapped himself for a second. He said, "Listen, but what are you doing here? What did you come to this town for?" "Well, you know, I came to get smicha in shchita. I started the halachos of shchita. I want to get a what's it called in shchita? Shchita." Yisrael said, "Yeah, you do. I know the rav. He happens to be my son-in-law, the rav over here, and I'm going to get you an appointment with him." Yisrael said, "What would we do? We punch the guy in the nose and go by. I have a son-in-law. He's the rav of the shtot. I'll take you in tomorrow for an appointment. You'll get right in right away. Get a shot with the rub. You'll take your test." Kitza, the Avreich was a spoil. The midas of Abisol Salanta, what he was doing. Kitza, Abisol Salanta went and got an appointment for him. He went in, and this guy didn't know any of the halachas. Came out zero. Very, very shvach. Very shvach. So his son-in-law told him, "How can I give him?" Told him, "So it's not give him smicha." Kitza, if his soul heard this, he went looking for this avrech. He knew he'd be broken because he didn't pass his fahar. He got mamish. He knew he'd be broken. He came in, and the avrech was a spoil again. If his soul was there trying to help him, he said, "I heard the problems. You don't know the halacha so well. I have a friend, a big chashuv avrech, chashuv talmud chacham in another area. I'm going to set you up with him. He'll teach you the halacha's klar." And again, this Avreich was mamish, couldn't take it anymore. And people who heard the story also couldn't take it. "What's going on? Look at this, Abisol Salanta. What's going on?" The famous Maisa will interject for a second with Baruch Be'er also. Baruch Be'er once had a certain Baruch learning his yeshiva, in common with yeshiva. He's talking from the top Bachram. And this Baruch, the Baruch Be'er felt that it was Roy to marry his own daughter. He was such a stark Baruch. The Maisa, they made, so Baruch Be'er approached him. Someone approached him about marriage. Baruch Be'er sent a messenger to marry his daughter. Baruch was astonished and he was so happy to get to Rashiva's daughter. What a schus for Baruch Be'er, the Gadol Hador. The Kitzur, they went out. Baruch Hashem, they made an Erusin. And the Maisa, after Tkufa, the Bacha decided he wants to go away to learn a certain yeshiva, to return to Tkufa. The Chas is coming up in a few months, but then Baruch Be'er said, "Yeah, why not? Maybe it's good to go away a little bit to learn." And it's Hashem. Kitza, 5 months later, the Chas was supposed to be, whatever, 6 months. 3 months later, get a letter in the mail. The Chas decided he's breaking the Shidduch. He can't marry Baruch Be'er's daughter, whatever reasons. Okay? Baruch Be'er's dejected, his wife, the family can imagine, but so we don't have to go to Veya. I dealt with people who had these probably broken engagements. Rahman al Islam, slow your human. Slow your human, a person sometimes, you know, wants to commit suicide. It's slow your human. I've had, they were great people, they took it well. Maisa, a year later, Baruch Be'er came. This Avreich came back, he got married or whatever, and he came back to the Yer City. He went into Baruch Be'er and he said, "What are you doing here?" Well, he said, "I'm coming here also to get a smicha, to get a thing." Came to see his Rebbe. Baruch Be'er immediately said, "Oh, you need a smicha? I'll write you a smicha." Baruch Be'er took out a pen and started to write a smicha for this guy who broke the engagement with his daughter for seemingly no reason. Writes in the same ma'aseh with Moshe Feinstein, Rabbi Yisrael. Moshe Feinstein, Tzatzal. One time, there was people that certain group of a different sect of religious Jews had written very strong protests. And there was one man who was writing very strong articles negative of Moshe's psalkim and certain yonim. They felt it wasn't right, and Moshe took care of them, but they were mamish debating with Moshe, and mamish, it was very, very serious. Maisa, this person came into Rav Moshe one time. He obviously didn't feel he was doing anything. He thought he was doing Ruach HaTorah, but it was mamish. And he came for a skama for a sefer of his. Rav Moshe wrote him a skama. What's pshat Rav Moshe? How do we see these malachim? Rav Yisrael Salanta was mazman. This could be the hezra for all the stories. Rav Yisrael Salanta said, why did he do it? Why did he go to the extreme to help this person who mamish put him down to the pits, who made him feel terrible? He treated him like chas v'shalom, like a little kid on the train. Why did he go through it? Answer Rabbi Saul Salanter, because Adam nimshach achar pulaisa. Rabbi Saul Salanter could have worked on himself, like, okay, he could have said, okay, I uprooted the midah. But he was worried that he remained with a grudge. He remained with an animosity. He remained with an anger towards somebody else, maybe deep inside. He wasn't mighty it. So said Rabbi Saul Salanta, I'm going to do now pa'ulos. I'm going to do things for this person. By doing those actions, I'll be mighty. I'll be doing chesed for him. I'll be doing good things towards him. I'll be mighty. Kol shum. Little. Chas v'shalom. Pagam. Of maybe anger, upsetness towards this fellow. Adam nimshach achpul loisav. They didn't want to remain with such a amida of anger of chas v'shalom hakpada on somebody else. Not to remain with that hakpada. I'll do actions pulais to might see it. That's how far the pulas of a person could affect you, Rabbi Yisrael. And that's what Bissau Slanta was doing, and that's what's going on over here. A person is nimshach achpul loisav. He's not only nimshach. Other people are nimshach achpul loisav. If it's Mr. Silverstein brings a mice over here, he was once called up and he was asked that it was about a certain Rav was wearing Bali Tshuva and he wanted to know, should he bring him to a Chalitza? Maybe it's not just a problem, he's just going from, should I bring him to a Chalitza? So it was Parash by Yeira, and he says, Mefurish in this week's Parasha. It's Mefurish. What happened? A Rav went out to do the Mila. And he went to ask Eitzel from Eladim Mamre, whatever she do to me, what was his shayla and Rosh Tainis? He was worried to do it before Hesha. People are going to laugh on him, people are going to make fun. So he was told, no, don't care for the mockingness of people are going to do to you, what people are going to make fun of you, if you're going to laugh at you. Why? Because the dusha of a mitzvah has a curse to be mashpia. Not only on yourself, but on the entire surroundings. Don't worry, the kedusha of a mitzvah will be mashpia. Last night I got a call. I was speaking to somebody, I have a kviyas on the phone. He told me that somebody in England that worked with Russian children, and there was a certain family that made a religious chasana for a new Russian girl that just had come over a year ago, whatever. She brought them, they made a frum and made a Russian chasana for her. Her brother came in for the chasna, he was totally fried, 16 years old, no bris milah. He came to the chasna, he saw the achnas orchim, he saw what was going on, he saw the pu'ulas of chesed that was being done. Adam nimshach achar pu'ulosav, if the person is nimshach, so is the sviva is nimshach. He decided he's having a bris the next day. He told me last night that the bacha said, he was mamish, he came without any das, and he rushed, and he just came for the chasna of his sister. But he got inspiration by seeing the whole Maisa, the Chasana, the Dush of Klal Yisrael. And the Maisa said, I want a Bismila the next day. 16 years old, just told me he had a Bismila the next day. 16 the next morning, he woke up, he had a Bismila. Adam, Nishach, Achav, Loisav. A person's affected by his actions, and the world around is affected by those actions also. Klal Yisrael, Nidus Chos, then the Madregas, Hara, Hamiti. Who maisim? Mesias nefesh, take rid of elokus, to destroy avodah zara. That will work on the maisa avodah zara and the maisa nila. I always said over, and the chasana of Shalom, 19, 86, I think it was, he came down to Atlanta 3 days before Pesach, home Mishpacha, and Yeshiva came. It was you have to imagine the scene over there. It wasn't a normal, you know, it wasn't a regular Yeshiva. It's the Frum community, Baruch Hashem. I felt me build up a Frum community, but it wasn't the Yeshiva Sha'olam. Yeshiva Sha'olam came down with the Yeshiva and the dancing. Even the even the band they had, there was an old lady, 75-year-old lady, was sitting there playing, playing Star Spangled Banners and a few songs from Jewish Yeshiva, and she was singing next to her. As the sort of vocalist, the new band started that week. A 70-year-old woman in Abshia. The Bekitsa, they Maisa, they were singing. I was just, I'm not showing 70-year-old woman on a, like an old organ. She was playing there, you know. You had to wind up the organ beforehand. The Bekitsa, and she was, she was playing the Jewish songs. You know, she had her book outside with the notes. You know, Matoivu Oyalecha, and she was playing. She was singing back and forth. And the Bochum came down and were dancing with inspiration. There was one boy over there, a boy who was modern Orthodox, a little keeper on his head. And the Maisa, he was deciding what he was doing next year to go to college. And seeing the whole matzav of a Jewish chassan, it was nimshachim. He decided to go to yeshiva. He went to, I think, to Neve, and he did very, very successful. Became a rav. And a teacher. I don't know where he is today, but the Maisa, he became a rav and a teacher, all from the inspiration of seeing a Yiddish chassan, Odo, Nimshach, Achav Uloisov, a person himself is Nimshach. The environment around is Nimshach, Achav Uloisov. We don't realize when we do mitzvahs that only how it affects us, it affects our surroundings. That's the koyach of Maisa, mitzvahs, Torah. This is what we have to get into our Nuru Rabbeisa. This is what we have to ingrain within us. Bismillah, I want to taina was the koyach to get out from the promiscuity, from the znos and the zima of Mitzrayim. We do not realize, besides the Avodah Zarah, but the znos and the tuma of Mitzias and Mitzrayim was so overpowering. And Brismila, which connected that taiva, was the koyach through which Klai Yisrael could make that movement with the Adam Nimshach Aleph Uloisov towards slowly unshackling themselves from that taiva, that znus, that tumor. That tumor. We want to know how strong that tumor was. Pashas Leich Lecha. There's a story, a sad story. Avram's story turns out great, but there's another person who lost, Says the parish in the beginning of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha, me Aretzecha, what are you saying? Says the pasuk to somebody else who went with Avram. Vayelech, itay Light. And Light goes with him. Light leaves everything also. He leaves and he goes with his uncle to go to Messias Nevis, a journey very far to Eretz Asher Eka, no land, no place. And he follows Avram blindly. And then we learn later what happens. A little while later, not so long, how many years, they come to Mitzrayim, they come down to Eretz Yisrael, go down to Mitzrayim, they come back from Mitzrayim. And all of a sudden, the Gamaloid Alechas Avram, so in Umikne, all of a sudden, Loit wants to leave, he wants to run away from Avram. Not only was he wanting to run away, but he said, Loit is Einov, Vayas, Kokika Hayarden, Kikula Mashke, he sees the Kika Hayarden full of Mashke. We'll see in a minute what he saw. Vayivcha Loit is Kola Kika, Vayisa Loit Mikedem. So Chazal, Nosa Meitz Avram, another pshat. He sees Atzmi Mikadmuno Yishal Oilam. Light leaves the dech. Amar Yevshi Loi Avram VeLoi BeElikov. That's it. I'm taking off the yarmulke. I'm not from anymore. Yibayin Yishal Oilam. The Talmud Muvak of Avram. What happened? And who caused him all the wealth?
And from everything he has in life, who was his Rebbe, everything, what happens to light? Rachmana Litzlan, Efshi. What happened to Lord Rabbi Yisrael? Chazal say that as soon as he left him, all of a sudden Hashem appears to Avram. Acharei poi let me olav Hashem appears. Kolav ma'achar Rashi imay. Rashi says Hayadiba posh. Hashem didn't speak to him recently. No diva from Hashem. Frekt Rashi ule el shoy loy to etzloy. It says Vayar Hashem el Avram. Hashem appeared to Avram before when they were in Eretz Yisrael and came out of the birth. Hashem was with him, appeared to Avram. Wow, the Rosh, he was a Kasha. What happened to Lot? What happened to Lot? Talmud, Mubak of Avram, family member, everything. Efshi, Koyfer Beika. He goes to live and he says the Chazal by Yisalot Mekanim. He saw not just the Mashka, he saw his nurse. That was a welcome story of the worst znos and tuma. But he's the light, and light says, "Ah, that's where I want to live." What happened to light? Says Chazal. Says the Farshim say something. Farshim say we can say pshat. Maybe it's my own pshat. He goes down to Mitzrayim. He spends a few days with Avram and Sarim and Mitzrayim. I don't know how long they were in Mitzrayim for, but he said we know it's pretty quick. They're pretty quick. But going into Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisrael, going into Mitzrayim, just being in that country, just going there. We're going to Egypt, Bein Hazmanim. Come on, boys. Good trip. Avram hides in a box. Why? These guys are mamish. We don't want to say the word, the rabbim, Rabbi Yisrael. These Mitzrayim, Rachmona Litzlan. As Paro says, get out. When Paro says after he makes up with them, get out of here. Don't stay in my land too long. Kach v'leich. Kach v'leich. As soon as Avimelech says to Avram, says, okay, now I'm not going to do it. He got hit with the power. Sarah gives him all the mag and the nega. He got hit with all the negoim. He says, okay, take Sarah out of it. But go away. Don't stay in my land. Why? Shemitzrim, Shtufei Zima, even Avimelech, the Melech Paro realized that Shtufei Zima, they're living in this promiscuity. In Zima! And Tumah, that's all they're thinking about all day. Get Sarah out of here, she's a beautiful woman. You better get her out of here quick. Who knows what's going to happen? That's what Mitzrayim was about. And Lord goes down for a short time. And what, does he come back? Long hair. Who knows what he looks like, Rabbi Yisrael? What happened to Lord? This is the end of the Chinuch. So the Chinuch weiter. Ba'afilu im yadam tzadik komu! The tzadik hadol! Ulevavo yosha v'tomim! He's straightforward, his heart is straightforward, he's a tomim! Chofetz b'tayim v'mitzviz! He's a boy that wants to learn! He wants to do mitzviz! Im ula yasay tomim b'dvarim shal doifi! If he's doing bad things! He's reading books! He's watching the wrong things. He's doing the wrong actions. Zok techinuch. Kol hayoyim bo yoshuv lizmaham and azmaham yitziska lili yosh rosha gomor. A short time later, he'll be a rosha gomor. Rosha gomor. He was the tzadik ador. Land the payas from everything. Where is he? Rosha gomor. Why? He was Isaac in the wrong things. He saw the wrong pictures. He watched the wrong things. He read the wrong things. He listened to the wrong music. All of a sudden, what happened to him? Rosha Gomor is up there. He was a tzaddik Gomor. He was a good kid. But Rosha Gomor goes up to Chinuch. That's what happened to Lot. He went from a tzaddik Gomor. What in the Sion? With Avram, everything. He went down to the Tzayim. He wasn't able to control himself. I didn't say he did anything. Who says? But just being there, seeing it, being involved with it. Shalom Hashem. Shalom Avraham. What a lesson, Rabbi Yisrael. What a scary lesson. For us, for our families, which Hashem, children you'll have, for everybody, Rabbi Yisrael. Don't be foolish. Don't be an idiot. This is Olam Haba. there's your future generations, there's everything over there. Don't be stupid. Don't bring things that are not good into your homes. Don't! Yourselves now as Bochrim! Don't go to the wrong places, see the wrong things! It's only for a Shabbos, maybe. One Shabbos, I would say. I've seen it so many times. One wrong movie, one wrong look, one wrong thing. I don't have any paycheck! No paycheck, Rebbe! Why don't you have cheshek? What happened to the cheshek? You had cheshek yesterday. What happened to the cheshek? What happened to the cheshek, Rabbi? Where's the cheshek? Pick it up at the local drugstore, the cheshek pill. What's the problem with the cheshek? Took Rabbeinu Yonah on the Mishnah novice. Va'altar besicha ma'isha. Because man should marry besicha ma'isha. A person's married, but to talk with a woman. He causes ra to himself. I should have friend. Goyim ra la atzmoi. Uboi tell me divrei toira. V'sayfo yoyish gehenom. Zok rabbeinu yoyna. Why is it that it's going into bittul toira? Zok the heilig rabbeinu yoyna. Ah. Goyim ba ra la atzmoi. Zok there. Uboi tell me divrei toira. Zok rabbeinu yoyna. Listen to these words. The thoughts of Divrei Torah lo yik doy tiko in the neged einov will not be able to be before his eyes, will not be able to stay in front of his eyes. But oy liboy poina leisha, if his heart leans to a woman, he will not be able to learn. I don't care what you do. You have 45 art scrolls. You have the best teachers, the greatest inspirational schmoozin. If you play the Levi Elisha, it won't go in. Zero. FS. If you listen to Galatia music, if you have things that are not good in your possessions, forget about the Cheshek. It's not going to go in. Blank. He's blank today. What happened to him? George Blanks. What happened to him? Yesterday he was so into it. He looked at something that wasn't good. It's not an easy Nisoyin, but realize what you have to lose. You want to learn, you want to shtay. You got to stay away from it. Keep the chinuch, you're a tzaddik gomer today. Slowly, slowly. Isaac knows in Yonah Rachmona Litzlan, you see it time and time again. And once they saw a picture in one of these things, they were thinking about the computer, the chashash showing the terrible things in the computer. And he saw this kid with long pages. You see the picture of the thing. And slowly his father had a computer and he was learning, you know, to using it for, what's it called, who knows why, for writing Chidushei Torah. And this kid was mamash into learning his whole life, mamash had a cheshek. One time he started to, his father got him involved. And he asked him, he says, this is a true story, he asked him that, and he had a cheshek. This poor boy had a mamash, a tremendous cheshek for learning, was into learning all his life. Mamash memorized Daf Gemara, Mishnayos, long payas and everything, son of a Choshev Rosh Shiva. And one time his father was writing Chidushei Torah, so I didn't know anything about computers so much. He doesn't know yet how to work there. And his father was writing Chidushei Torah, and he asked his son sometimes to write over some of his shtiklach, you know, getting cheshivas. And the son by accident clicked the wrong channel, or maybe somebody, and slowly he was there spending extra time writing Chidushei Torah in the office. Extra Chidushei Torah he was writing. Shai, what sugya was in. But he's writing extra, all of a sudden he's writing extra Chidushei Torah. And he was there a lot of times. Father was so proud. My son has so many Chidushei Torah to write. And slowly, la la, pays. And this, la 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 la. Totally proud. Choshev Yeshiva. What happened? Torah doesn't go in anymore. If Torah goes in, he's up the creek. Barasi Torah, Tavim. Torah is the antidote. If you don't have the antidote, you don't have the medicine, it's not Shaykh. And slowly, it goes. So many Bachim have this problem, Rabbi. It's not bullshit. It's a difficult Nisoyin because there's so much out there. You walk out in the street, you walk here, you go there, this, that. There's so much out there. But as much as possible, Rabbi, say, save your souls! Yerish ke'erim, goyim rola atzloi! It's not shayich for the Torah to go in! You want to have remain with Cheshek, you got to be careful. It's remain as man and whatever it is. Where are you going? We're going around, Rabbi, around and around. Who knows where are you going around? Where are you going to? Is it safe? Is it safe? Is it Chas V'Shalom, a suicide bomber over there, Rahman al-San, Nukhni, a suicide bomber waiting to blow you up with all the other Bachrim? Or is it safe? Is the moment you're going to a moment that you're not going to hear Deus Kai's voice, Chas V'Shalom, stupidity that people are going to get into your mind? You're going to see the wrong things. You'll never, Chas V'Shalom, stay told in the beginning, it's not Shaya. There's no way to get around it. And we saw the chinuch today, what happened to Law, we saw from the chinuch, the raw that could come out from it, Rabbi Isai. Rabbi Isai, save your souls and save your children's souls. Stay away from all this stuff as much as possible. Merachik. Harachik, very, very far. Just a book I want to have in my house. Read this book and that book and this thing. Be very, very careful, Rabbi Isai. Slowly penetrates, slowly gets in, slowly takes out the Kedusha, slowly works on you without works on your Cheshek, and slowly you have no Cheshek. And it could be one, it could be a few times you read something, or saw something, or listened to something, or did something. Adam Nimshach Achapuloisa. The Tzad HaToy Rabbi Isai. Even if it is raw, we make up, even if we're going bare, but we make up to Eza Hashem. We make up to do something good. To Chesed. Learn, Basmada! Why isn't there a coil when we learn in the place side? About we know that we're an Aram and Bitchabai, bro, you kicked the town who's learning secretly because Chayim, Aram, Machiyayim, but it's a Chayim! A person learns with a coil! It's Mashpia on his goof! He learns with a coil, he's a different person! He learns with a goof, with everything, an interaction in the body, into the learning! It's a different learning! It affects his whole body! Shuckling is not just a double portion, it's an act of mishpia that the whole goof gets involved. The learning should be mispilous. Should be so solid that a person learns Musa. Should be with sisvah, sisvah, davis. Sisvah of burning with fire. You want to be mishpia, it has to be with action. Adam nivshach achapu loisof. Fatoiv ofara. I feel Russia gomur. A person lifts himself up. Klaisel, tuma of 49 madrigas. Two acts! Two acts of Mesiris Nefesh in Mitzvahs, in Maizim Toivim, they're ready for Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Satoyimah. Okay, that would be other Hachonis, but that was the start. This is the start of Yisai. Actions, working, doing Pu'ulois, Mitzvahs, 613 Mitzvahs, understanding what they're about, and doing that with a Pu'ula of Islavos, of Ischachos. And Be'ez Hashem will be poil on us, will make us into Gavaldic people who are inspired. And who also inspire others. The more we're inspired, the more we can give over to others to be inspired. And all the schar goes to us. All the schar comes on our shoulders. Everyone who we inspire. Whether it's going to be with giving over mamish to them, the inspiration, but whether it's coming to the base medrash and learning with a brand. Another bacha sees he's about to go out. He sees that bacha learning. How can I go out? So enjoy it. I see it. And he goes vayitah. What a schus that he has. That's Emes Akiruv. We should be zoycha to be inspired and inspire others. And we zoycha mekara be'ez Hashem through our shtigal pu'ulais. As we saw then, ki meitzei schom yeretz Mitzrayim. Hashem says, we should be zoycha mekara through our pu'ulais, through our actions, that we should bring about Mashiach Tzidkenu. Amen.